Hello, listeners, and welcome to a special MetCorp podcast where we're going to be interviewing JP from Galen Lithium, and that's ASX code GLN. So I'm very excited about this interview and the excitement in the project itself. So without further ado, I'll introduce JD. Welcome to the MetCorp podcast, and thank you for joining us, JP.
Well, thanks, Steve.
What we'll do is we'll start a little bit and just give our listeners an insight to Galen Lithium themselves and why lithium and the project that you've chosen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you can see, we are in an office, and well, you probably listeners can't, but there's a lovely picture of Hombre Muerto at the back. And
excuse me, listen, I will take a photo and I'll post it so people can see that.
It's a reminder of being back in Argentina. Actually, it's the first picture that I took of Hombre Muerto. This was an idea 3 years ago, or maybe less than that. And I saw an opportunity in the best salt flat in Argentina.
Who are the companies around your project? Well, just to name a couple.
Hombre Muerto is a basin. It's a special basin. It's the house of Livent Corporation. They've been producing lithium carbonate for more than 20 years. Recently POSCO, and a bit longer before that, and that is Galaxy Resources. So it's a massive salt flat of dimension, just to give a reference, it's run 40 or 45 kilometers by 40 to 45 kilometers. It takes a long area. Time to go through it. And why this is of importance and made me quit my job. You know, I was involved as a lithium analyst for a stockbroking firm in the past. And when I saw this, I said, this is very good, too good to be true. And sometimes things are too good
you
to be true.
You took a leap of faith and it's turned out.
Quit my job, sold my car, took my savings and went to do this. And
that's a big thing to do.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful of the friends that I had, because in the end, if it weren't for them, you know, I could not do this. So you need help.
Support, yes.
And you need a good support from day one. So
and then you've got someone to share the success with.
That's right. You know, my friends are very happy for me. So and they are shareholders in Galan. Some of them are long-term shareholders. And it's good to be able to set up from the beginning, and they can see what it has been. But
let's talk a bit more about the project.
More to the project. Why this is important? Hombre Muerto has a unique quality of high grade low levels of impurities, and that was the thesis that made me quit my job. If I could demonstrate that I had a resource with the similar characteristic of what we know of Hombre Muerto, then I'll have something that I can develop. Fast track 2 years, since 2.5 years. And today, where are we? We are sitting at 2.1 million tons lithium carbonate equivalent with a high grade, a combined high grade in the 800s. And that's for the whole of
Do you want to just reflect on some of the grades just for our listeners?
Yep. And yeah, the grades are important because the higher the grade, the less you have to process.
Yes.
You know, it's grade
so costs will be
lower.
Lower.
Yeah. Yep. So, and also it means
just mentioning with costs and operating costs, we might also talk a bit about the comparisons with hard rock and lithium brine.
Well, intrinsically, and the basis of this, why brines are more competitive in general, assuming that you have a high grade resource, the brine is more competitive because the processing of the brine using the evaporation traditional way of doing things, it is free energy from the sun. You know, you don't have to pay the sun any electricity bill.
Yeah.
There is no requirement of energy. It's not high.
Not yet, we don't. Somebody might put something in place where we're going to pay for it.
Well, true, yeah. Yeah, the sun is going to come up with a bill.
Remember when water was free, JP, and now we're paying for it.
That's right, yeah. The sun is going to be charged by someone. Someone is going to own it.
Yes.
But this translates into, by the time we need to process our brine, and today we have an announcement saying that Hombre Muerto West, which is all our efforts and focus, is being put today. We have two projects, by the way. Candelas, which is 700,000 tons of lithium carbonate. and Hombre Muerto West, which got around 1.4 million tons of lithium carbonate, and that's where our effort is. Today we announced that the concentration levels expected from the evaporation process and before it gets to processing in a lithium carbonate plant, it reached up to 4.8% lithium content. So that's around 25.6% lithium carbonate equivalent, just to give an idea. So,
and what's the average, just to say listeners can sort of see how good that is?
Well, there's no public available data to give an average so that I could back my numbers up. I do know the numbers, but at least I can't, you know, back them up publicly. So,
see the excitement on JP's face.
Yeah, we have a high-grade lithium carbonate, sorry, lithium in content in our salt, in our brines. So, just to give you a reference, we need to get to 99.5%, at least 99.5% lithium carbonate equivalent to get to battery grade. We put in already an equivalent of 25.6.
Yep.
So the upgrade is the higher that your lithium brine have, the less of the upgrade to get to that 99.5%.
The easier it is to get to it.
So, yep. In other words, we are potentially a very competitive option in OPEX and also CAPEX, because the lesser you have to process, the smaller your plant and your plant too. So these are the things that are getting excited. We are doing the engineering work.
You're in a study process,
yep. Correct. And I expect to have results by Q4.
Excellent.
So it's a long, hard work. We are a small team, and I have to, you know, wear different hats.
Well, I often say to investors, JP, that if you haven't got patience in the mining industry, you may as well not be in it.
Well, that's right. And like anything, you have to be there.
And hard work.
Absolutely. You have to commit fully to do this. My background is, I'm a mineral economist, and I've worked optimizing mines, and I have optimized engineering projects. And my number one goal is to make the best commercial outcome of what we have. For me, it's not good enough if an engineer comes with a solution. I need to understand the why, and then going to ask questions, and then going to try to open the dialogue and what are the alternatives, because they don't necessarily see the commercial side of things. They just present you a solution.
Yes.
Their solution is not necessarily the best commercial outcome, and that's what I'm coming.
Particularly costs.
But costs and also the type of product that you can come up with.
Produce, yeah.
So, where are we at the moment? We have gone to site. We have retrieved 3 cubic meters of brine. You taste some of that. I've got some.
I did. Brine. I personally taste very salty, but I tasted it
with me from previous trips. But 3 cubic meters that we are preparing to send that to a lab. And
so just on that. Mm-hmm. Because we're obviously bearing COVID at the moment, so there is activity and stuff happening on site right now.
We did it. We are waiting now permits to mobilize the brine to a lab, and that requires special permits to mobilize transport within provinces in Argentina, with well advanced.
Yes.
And
but it's great that they can be. Keep working.
Yeah, we have with us our brand. And this is exciting because the next step is send that to the lab, test our assumptions. You know, we have done a quite significant amount of work, even though there's still things that we are working. Yeah, yep. And behind
it's the nearly scenes, never ending, is it?
It's never ending.
Like I said, you mentioned to me earlier, you wear different hats.
Yeah, well, the thing is that when we have. When you get presented a problem, not a problem, when you present a challenge, you have so many ways of attacking this and which is the best outcome. Sometimes you don't know until you try it.
Yes.
I do know what I need to get, but how it span out in between.
Some change.
So many avenues have been opened up in the meantime, and I'm going to explore as many avenues as I can. We are sending excess of brine for testing. Because I've got a few ideas that we'd like to try. So, in the pipelines, yeah.
And listeners, I think that's a great thing because, you want a managing director in place that's going to look at, all options. So that's great, JD. Yeah. JP.
And all with a very limited budget. You know, that COVID-19 has been a bit of a curse and a blessing.
Yep.
Yes, we are going a bit slower, but the blessing is our costings are a bit smaller as well, because it means that you can get lower costings for everything. So,
well, I just want to reflect on the spending, because that's one thing that impressed me with your company. Over the last 12 months, listeners, they've had in excess of $3.3 million to spend. And if you look at a lot of the mining companies in the resource sector, up to about 33% spend 60% or more on staff admin and only 40% thereabouts on projects. So let me highlight for Galen Lithium, over the last 12 months, as I mentioned, it's about $3.3 million money available. 2.2 of that has been spent on projects, with 1.1 spent on staff and admin. So I think that's exceptional. And that equates to a very high 60, you know, above 66% of money available spent on projects, with, you know, 30, just over 33% on everything else. So and congratulations, that's fantastic.
Thanks, thank you very much. And as an analyst before, I'm very conscious of that burn rate. You know, that we my assumptions for running a public listed companies are always higher, and we're trying to do these as minimal as possible. So thank you for that.
So what we'll do now,
it's important.
What we'll do now as well, we've touched on sort of your experience, but I'd like to hear a bit more about some of the experience of the board members.
So absolutely. Look, we I have around 18 years of mining experience, hands-on, internationally as well, not only in Australia. I work in South America and Chile, been to a few places in the past and work in different commodities. But in our board, we have Daniel Jimenez.
And he's recent, isn't he?
He's
roughly 12 months.
No, time is flying. recent. Correct. It's going to be 11 months.
It's gone quick.
Very quickly.
And what does he add to the table, to the board?
Well, 28 years experience with SQM. SQM is the larger lithium brine producer in the world.
Who I'm sure everybody's heard of in the lithium sector.
Correct. And he was for 10 years the senior VP, vice president of commercial.
And he's now part of Galen.
He's part of Galen, yeah.
That's fantastic.
We got him on board. His lithium experience is fantastic, and the contacts that he has are exceptional.
And here's an overview of his feedback on your project.
Well, initially when I approached him, he thought I was mad. Honestly, he said, "Mate, you know, it's that's a good call, but I think you're mad." And I said, "No, could you give me 5 minutes? You know, this is trying to do a hard sell and explain the geology behind it and what Candelas could yield, you know, tonnage, and then on the west as well." I said, "Look, let us give a show you what we have." So he said, "All right, mate. Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you 5 minutes." And said, "How about if I give you, you know, all the data, you take it, digest it, and then come back to me and let me know." So,
the rest is history, as they say.
The rest is history, correct.
He was obviously impressed.
He got really convinced in the end. I said, "Well, look, I would never thought about this to be an option, but yeah, I'm on.
All right. But so, the rest of the board?
And the rest of the boards are Australian-based people, all of them WA, that had a wealth of knowledge into dealing on a day-to-day for a public listed company. So, you know, we got Terry, which is it's been very supportive, and through his contacts, someone that has been in the stockbroking sector for a long time, and I, you know, he's one of that person that I work closely to, and he's been very good. We got Raymond Liu, which is he's my contact through my private company initially, and he's been very supportive.
He's based out of Hong Kong, is he?
No, he's based in Perth. He's a mine engineer by background, from UWA, and we met when we were doing the Master of Mineral Economics.
Excellent.
So that's sort of the connection that goes back in the day.
Reflecting on the board and yourself.
Yep.
What sort of percentage of the ownership of the company is there?
The management's got around 27%, board of management, 27% of the company.
That's fantastic. So that shows belief, in my opinion, listeners. When the board owns, you know, a good percentage of the company, there's good, strong belief there that in the project and the company moving forward. And as far as the top 20 shareholding, including the directors, is around 54 to 55% of the company. So that's a pretty good shareholding. Your thoughts on that, JP?
Well, we have a tightly held company with around 181 million thereabouts, or 182 million
shares
on offer.
And that's another good point we should highlight is shares on offer.
Yep.
That's a very, you know, the less shares is probably, you know, more appealing to people. You do get some of these companies that have got billions of shares on offer. So, yeah, under 200 million is very, very good.
Yeah, we, it's been a good ride. And we're trying to, you know, do the best we can with what we have and keep it simple, keep it tight. We got a good top 20 shareholders. I know them all, not all of them personally, but you know, I keep in contact with them. I try to be an approachable and hands-on person. Yeah.
Yep. Now, just in reflection with your project, and obviously there's never any guarantees with anything in mining, but all going well, and obviously, you know, keeping in mind with all the moving things with batteries and electric vehicles and things. When do you hope that to have the project in production?
Oh, what I can tell you is our milestones. So we expect to have our study done by Q4 this year, 2020. Yep. Immediately followed up by the pre-feasibility. Initially, we expect that to be Q2 next year, potentially Q3, and thereafter we should start with our feasibility. From Q2 or Q3 to Q3 2021, and that will take probably another 12 months. In parallel, after the pre-feasibility, we would like to have permit ready our pilot plant.
Pilot plant, yep.
So that the piloting could should be at least 9 months before it's up and running. And those are the tangible that
we have. So 24, 25, if all going well, potentially.
Yeah, so that's 20, 21, then 22, 24, you know, probably to
come along. Well, at least you've got a vision, and it's nothing ever sometimes goes to plan because there are so many things out of our control, especially with permits and environmental and
COVID.
Everything else you've got to deal with.
Yeah.
All right, let's sort of finish off. For our listeners, why should investors consider investing in Galen?
We got a very simple story. We got a fantastic project at the Hombre Muerto Salt Flat. It's a combination of high grade and low impurities. That's demonstrated. We're doing our engineering study. It's going to come up within in the next quarter. We hope to have brines taken to allow for benchtop studies and analyze many solutions. So all of this is in the background and rapidly moving. A company with our inventory and quality is, if you start doing a bit more research, there are not many other brine companies out there that can sort of match that.
And especially so, with your low market cap.
Correct. So we have a strong team. We have a really good country manager, which is a study manager in Chile as well. He's a mining engineer. He worked for Orocobre and did the expansion study for Orocobre. So he's he's the best guy that we can have.
Another recognized lithium brine company.
Correct. So and the drive that we all have, you know, we all push in the same direction. We have a very strong commitment, and we all believe this is special. So
well, I just want to reflect on one thing you mentioned right at the beginning of our podcast. If you remember, listeners, JP's taken a big risk and left his job and left everything to go for this project. So that, to me, also says a lot. You've taken some risk and you believe in something.
Yeah, well, I do, truly.
And that's what I think investors, when talking to mining executives, you want to feel the passion and the belief, and I can certainly see and feel that with you, JP.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, that'll end our podcast for today, and thank you very much for joining us, JP.
Yeah, thanks, Steve, and always happy to take any question from your listeners. You know, our contact details and our website, so www.galanglithium.com.au.
And I'll put the contact details in the podcast overview as well. All right, thanks, JP.
Thanks, Steve.